Vayter in Shasper and Daf Dalid, picking it up on Gimel Amabez, but bottom of the page, the very last two words. V'amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Once we started speaking about him, he continued with the whole list of things that he says. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, beep, turn the page. Of Dalid Amad Aleph. Lod V'ono V'gei Charashim, Mukafas Chomim Yosu Yoshua Ben Nun, Havu. These are places that are Mukafas Chomim from Yoshua Ben Nun. V'hani Yoshua Ben Inu. He said, what are you talking about? Those are from Yoshua. V'al Palal Ben Inu. We know that it was Apalel who came along and he actually built them. Who lived after him? The pasuk says, "Ubnei al Palal, Aver, Umisham, Bishamed, who bana es ona veslod ubnaseh." They came and they built all these areas. Tameich says, "According to you, you want to play that game? No problem. It wasn't him either who did it. Also, Beninu was also did it. Who lived even after al Palal?" The pasuk says, "Vayiven." Mesorah just changes it to Ari Mitzura biYehuda. All the fortified areas that are located in Yehuda. I mean, they're the ones actually built it. Does the Gemara know? So really, Amar Belazar, Hani Mukovas Cholim Yosef Yeshua Ben Nun. But really, they were from the times of Yehoshua Ben Nun. And what happened was Charev Ben Pilegish Begiver. They were destroyed in the time of Pilegish Begiver. That terrible story that happened actually, we just saw that story at the end of Tainis with the whole story with Binyamin over there. Va'asa al Palel Beninu, and then after it was destroyed, al Palel came along and he rebuilt it. And Hadar Inpul Va'asa, and it fell again. And Asa came along, Shapzinu, and he came and did Shiputzima, and he rebuilt it after that. The economic also figured that out from the fact that the pasuk says, "Dechsev vayomer liYehuda nivnes ha'arim eila." Let's go build ha'arim eila, these cities. You should have said, "Let's build this place." Why are you saying this? Ha'arim chloud the arim havu mikar. They're already considered arim. Shema mina. Next, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Nashal chayev is mikra megillah. Women are chayev to be involved in the mitzvah of mikra megillah. Now, what's the chiddush over here? Chiddush is because women are exempt from mitzvahs aseishas man grama, time-related mitzvahs, time-bound mitzvahs, and this is one of them, so therefore they shouldn't have to. But here's the exception, shafin o yubos anis, they too are included in the nes, as Rashi says, that sha'afal ha'noshim calls her haman bu, even on the women, haman bu, decreed, l'hashmin la'arug l'abed, they're going to destroy and totally minar, v'adzakin taf v'noshim, everybody's going down, therefore they're included as well. V'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, another statement. And he says, Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, Sholom V'Dorshim Ben Yonin Shayom, we're Sholom V'Dorish, we darshan, we teach the ideas of Purim. As she says, Ma'amidan Turgamin Lefnei HaChacham Lidros Yigeres, Purim B'Rabim, we teach that the concept B'Rabim, that the mitzvah should be taught. We're not reading Megillah on that day, but since that's the actual day itself, therefore we still darshan things about it. It says, Gemara, Ma'ir Purim, what's the chiddush of saying, like, it's Purim, like, that's a chiddush, that's the only one. I feel Yom Tov Nami, every night Yom Tov we do that, the Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa. Moshe Tikin Lem Yisrael, he was Mesakin, Sheyu, Shol, and Medarshim, Binyanu, Shel Yom, Hilchos Pesach, Ba Pesach, Tolos, Pesach, On Pesach, Hilchos Tzeres, Ba Tzeres, Hilchos Chag, Ba Chag, which is Sukkos, Tzeres is Shavuos, and each one, you learn these things, Purim, it's Chalei, he says, going to know, you need it for Purim, Dafki, you know why? Because Ma'od Atema, Nigzim, Mishum, De Rabba, we make a Gezer because of Rabba, like Rabba's Gezer, which we're going to see, that we're not allowed to go ahead and read the Megillah on Purim itself, because we're worried, maybe you're going to come to carry, Rosh Hashanah, you're going to carry your Megillah, and therefore this makes a Gezeri, you can't do this either, Kamash Malan, that we're not worried about such a thing. Rashi explains, his Mishum Derabit, the Gozal Kaman, we're going to see the Gezeri coming up soon, Bekriyas Megillah, Shama, Yavirinu Ara Amos, Rosh Hashanah, Afkan Gozu Darsha Atu Kriya, we're going to, the Drasha Atu Kriya, just like you can't carry the reading, you can't read, because maybe you're going to carry something, then you shouldn't Darshan also, because maybe someone's going to come along, and they're going to end up reading it. So they're going to see that in Dalam Abbas. Kamash Malam, we're not worried such a thing. Vaitavar Mibishua Ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likosis Megillah Balayla, brings us to read the Megillah in the nighttime. And then you just take that as well, Lishnosa Bayom, and then read it again during the daytime. Rashi says, Zechel Anes, Shahayu Zokin Bimeit, Sarasam Yom Alayla, that would cry day and night. Shenemar, Elokaya Kro Yomam Velo Sanev, Alayla Velo Duim Menavshi. The Pasuk says, Hashem, I'm going to call you by day, and I call out to you by day, and you don't answer, and by night, there's no silence, there's no quieting of it, it just keeps going. Rashi says, Hakrab, Mizmor Lamanetzech, Aliel, Sashachar, Hushenemar, Al Esther, Kabitach of Bez, which we're knowing to say, Tainus Esther, and on Purim, some say also that we go out and we say, the Lamanetzech, Aliel, Sashachar, which is spoken about Esther, Kedamina Mitzach, Yuma, Dav Chavtes, Laman Imshla, Esther, Kielos, etc. So now, Says the Gemara, Savimina, they wanted to understand, understood from this what that meant is, Limikriya Balelia, that a person should go ahead and read the Megillah at night, Vilimisna Masnis and Didabi Mama, and then in Shtag and learn its Mishnayas during the day. Rashi says Mishnayas, Shamasachas Megillah, that's what it means. Amelahu Rabbi Yirmiya, Lididi, Mifashalimine, Rav Chia Bar Abba, those explained to me that no, that's not what it means, but rather, you're going to Amri Inshi. Ever Parsha Sada Visnayu. I'm going to finish this Parsha and then I'm going to repeat it. Rashi says, Assign Parsha Zu, Veshno Sapa Mishnay, I'm going to do it a second time. It doesn't mean one thing and a different thing, but rather you repeat exactly the same thing. It's also said as follows, Amar Bichelbo, Amar Ula Bira, so a person say for a certain location, that's where he's from, Bira, Rashi says, Demin Biri, Chayiv Adam, Lekrisis Megillah Balayla, the Shosh Tov Yom, he's supposed to read it at night, and then repeat it during the day, Shanar, as the Pasuk says, Laman Yizamecha Kavod V'lo Yidom, Hashem Elokai Li'ilom Adeka, a person says, that my soul is going to sing to you, and v'lo yidom, and it won't be quiet. Hashem, my God, forever I'm going to thank you. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Yizarmecha kavod means bayom. V'lo yidom, balayla, I mean of both. V'hai krob, mizmar, umimcha Hashem, ki dilisani. Darshinam, b'psikta, b'mordchai, v'ester, v'haman, bu, v'achashveyosh, v'kriyas, megillah, shevachu. So all this is talking about all these people, and it's a shevachu, shemifarsamin, as a nace, it's been fired in the nace, v'akol mikalsin l'akodesh baruch hu. We're praising Hashem for the nace that happened. Okay, next part of Mishnah said, Elishakfar makdim liyom kenisa. They came along and they had the wild card that they came to 11, 12, and 13, even though it's 14, the 15th we read, but they had this opportunity to bring it earlier, the villagers. Amrav chanina, chacham mikilu al kfar liyos makdim liyom kenisa. They're milking on them to let them come to the yom kenisa. Kedei shi esapku maimu mazon lachem shebekrachim. In order that they can go ahead and be able to bring on the 14th, they're able to bring on Yudalid, they're going to have water, they're going to have food, in order to have their sudas, their brothers that are in the towns, they're going to have their sudas, they're going to be able to do that. So they allowed them to be available for such a thing. Because if they weren't available for, like we saw earlier, Moshe Rashi brings it, they'd have the opportunity to go ahead and be able to give to them, because that's where all the food is coming from out in the fields, out in the villages. Beep, turn the page, Dalar Mabez, Lememra, says the Gemara, Lememra, the Takanta, the Krachim Havi. Do you mean to say it was for them that they should have their sudas? Rashi says, Kadesh Sapku Mashma, Kadesh Punuyim Loma Simcha. That's what you're saying? That's the reason? Vatana, we learned in a Mishnah, Chalios Basheni, if Yudalit Adar falls out on Monday, then Kfarim Bayeros Gadolos, Kfarim Bo Mayom. They go and they read it on that day. Vim Isan, if really you're saying that the reason is that they should be available, then Liktabu Liyom HaKenisa. Then the village should go and say it even earlier. Let them come earlier and say it on Thursday so that they're going to actually be available for them, that they can go ahead and they can give them what they need. Answers the Gemara, that's a problem, because if we would let them do that, then Havu Luhasara, if the 14th is on Monday, go back 4 days earlier to Thursday, then that's going to be on the 10th. And that is a problem, because we know that we said it has to be the earliest they can do is the 11th. But the Rabbanan didn't set that up. So really, it is in order to do that. But that day, we're kind of stuck. So that's what we do. As Gemara, Toshima, Toshima. Again, there's going to be a cash in Rabbi Chanina, who just said that the reason we do this is for them to be able to supply the people on the 14th their goods. Tashma, Chalios Bachamishi, what happens if we said if Yudalit falls out on a Thursday, then Kfarim Bayeros Kadosh, Kfarim Bayom, they read it on that day. But Imis, but really, it's true that what you said, that they should be available, then look to the Yom HaKenisa, let them go to the Yom HaKenisa, the Chadasu, which was really on the 11th, right? Because now if Thursday is the 14th, 3 days earlier, which is Monday, right? Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday. That's going to be the 11th. And then let him do it over there, because we said you can't do the 11th. All right, so let him do it on Chadasai. Says Gemara, no. Yom HaKenisa, Yom HaKenisa, Lo Dechinan. We don't go from one Yom HaKenisa to another Yom HaKenisa. When we said Makdim Yom HaKenisa, that's only talking about if it's going to be a few days before, but if it's Yom HaKenisa is actually the 14th, then we don't go ahead and jump earlier, in which case that, again, is what we do, we read on there. So don't tell me that's not the reason. It still is a reason it should be available to go and bring the supplies for the Suda, but yet when there's certain times it won't work out. If it's a Monday or a Thursday, etc. Toshima, blah, 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 blah. Let's try again. This time we actually knock it off. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, knock it off, kids. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai. Really, is it true that they can go ahead and the people from the farm can go read on the 14th? Only in places where they go in on Mondays and Thursdays. If you have a place that they don't go in on Monday, Thursdays, then in Koronosa El Bezmana, you can only read it in its proper time, which means they can actually only read it on the 14th. Now, hold on one second. If you think that really the whole reason is to give them to be able to supply them the Suda, because of the fact they don't go on Mondays and Thursdays, so it should be that people in the Krachin, they should lose out. Does it make any sense? It must be that he's wrong. No, lo tema kideshi sapkomai mazon. Don't say in order to be able to give them the stuff. Ela'ema, rather what you should say is mipneishim esapkin mai mazon lachem shebrachem, because they do it. Not to say kidei in order that should be able to, but rather mipnei because they did. Because of esapkin mai mazon lachem shebrachem, therefore this was some sort of benefit, some sort of prize that they got, that they're able to go ahead and come in earlier. Rashi says, Eloim mipnei scharu lehem b'shvil shehin misapkin hilka checha de'in nichnasin lo kulu l'gabayu v'ein kan schar. There's no kulu for them, and there's no schar, because there's no schar for them to do that, because they're not going in for it anyway, so it's not really helping them. So we change it up, and now we good to go. It ultimately comes out that if it's going to help them out, we're going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? Because you did this, we're going to help you scratch our back, we're going to scratch your back. But now it doesn't help you because you're not coming in anyway, so therefore there's nothing to say over there. Now, it says the Gemara, Ketzad. We then, the Mishnah, the next part was we broke down all the different days, and we explained when it falls out on different days, how that works out. We move it to different 11, 12, 13, etc. Chalios, Bashin, Bishabbos, it falls on the 14th. Kfar, Beres, Gadoz, Karmber, Miyom. They read it on that day, and then we have the other ones read it the next day. Okay, now, Maishna, Reisha, Denakat, Sidur, Diyarcha, Maishna, Sefer, Denakat, Sidur, Diyome. What's pshat that in the beginning part of the Mishnah, we started going according to the days of the month, and then afterwards we start going to the days of the week. We started by saying, if Purim, I'm sorry, Megillah Nikris, B'yudalef, Yudbeis, Yudgimel, Yudal, and Tezvav. That means like the 11th day, the 14th, the 12th, the 13th, 14th. Those are days of the month. And then all of a sudden we say, how do you work it out? Either it falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We start speaking about days all of a sudden. Why do we switch? It says, Gemara, Aidi, Demishabchi, Le, Nakasidure, Diyome. If we were to start, if we were to continue going down the line of using the days of the month of 11, 12, 13, 14, 15th, and that's what you wanted to keep like that, then we'd have to go backwards in days. It would say, if the 14th falls out on Sunday, then you read on the 11th. If the 14th falls out on Shabbos, then they read on the 12th. We still want to go 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Then we're going to say, then if it falls on Shabbos, it's going to fall on the 12th. And then if the 14th falls out on Friday, they read on the 13th. And so on and so forth. What ends up happening now is now you're counting, you're reading backwards, Sunday, Shabbos, Friday, and that gets a little confusing. In order to not get confusing, therefore we flip the way that we read it. Says the Gemara, Chalios be'erev Shabbos. What happens if it falls out on Friday? Then what do we say to do? That the Kfar Makdim Liyom Kenisi, they go back to Thursday, and that the Krachim in Mukafus Choma, they end up reading in the Erioris Ghost, the big cities, the walled cities, they read it on Friday. Masis and Mani, who is our Mishnah? Who does that go like? Next part. Oh, by the way, this is the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that what happens if it falls on Friday? If Yudav falls out on Friday, then what does we do? And the answer is that what we do is Chali Lios Erev Shabbos, Kfar Magdim Yom HaKenisa, very simple. The village read on 13, which is on Yom HaKenisa. And the Ayoris Kedos, the Makovitz Chomakar and Baba Yom, they both read on the 14th, which is unusual, right? Because we know that usually the unwalled cities read before the walled cities. This time it's working out that they're falling out on this same day. Because it can't be they're reading on the 15th, because the 15th is Shabbos and Gzira. The rabbis, we can't do that. And they came in the 16th, because Lo Yavik Siv, so it's got to be that they're reading on the same day. That is the Mishnah. The question is, who is a Mishnah? And we're going to see that it could be one of two people, and we're going to show you how that's the case, going one at a time. Astisa Mani, who is the E-Rebbe, Rebbe Yossi? It could be Rebbe or Rebbe Yossi. My Rebbe, where is it, Rebbe? And we're going to see a discussion now how we see it can be Rebbe. Then we're going to say, what about Rebbe Yossi? We're going to see a discussion how it could be Rebbe Yossi. My Rebbe, what is Rebbe? The Tanya Millington, a Braisa, Chalios Be'er Shabbos, it falls out on the 14th on Friday. What do you do? Kfarim Ve'ayoris Gedolos, Makdim Yom Kenisa. Tanakama says, differently than our Mishnah, Kfarim Ve'ayoris Gedolos, the big cities and the Kfarim, they go back to Yom Kenisa. The difference in our Mishnah and that is that the saying Ayoris Gedolos also go back to one day earlier. Mekafas Choma, Karim Babayom, and the Kofas Choma, the ones that have walled cities, they read on that day, the 14th, they're also unusual, but they read on the 14th, which is going to be on Friday right then. Rebbe Omer argues, says, Omer Ani, lo yidacha yaris mekoman, don't move the big cities from their place. We know the Pasuk is, according to them, they're supposed to read on the 14th, let it read on that Friday. It's going to be now that the walled cities and the old one cities are going to fall on the same day, they both read on the 14th. My time at the Tanakam, and let's understand the reasoning between it. The point is that we see so far that we see that Rebbe can be our Mishnah because he says that the walled cities and the old walled cities are through on the 14th of that day on Friday. What's pshat in the Tanakam, though? That he brings the unwalled cities to the 13th, the Yom HaKinisa, in such a circumstance. He says, because the Pasuk says, Bechol Shana Veshana, that we should do it at, like every year. Rashi says, Lios Osa Meshnei Yom HaMeilu Kichsavim V'chizmanam Bechol Shana Veshana, like it's written in their times, every year, Kol Shana Yushavos, all the years it should be equal. Meaning what? And now the question is, what do we infer from that? We're going to see something's going to be different. Question is, what's going to give and what's going to stay? Just as we know, every year the unwalled cities come before the walled cities. So Afkan is here to do the same thing. And since the walled cities can't do it on Shabbos, therefore they have to do it on Friday on the 14th, then we know that the unwalled cities have to do it before them. Like every year they do it the day before, so they should be doing it on the 13th, which is the Yom HaKinisa. And therefore, Ayaris Kodman Lumukafin here as well. Why don't we just say, like every year, and learn it differently? Just like every year, we don't move this big cities from their place, and they read it rather on the 14th. So here too as well, they shouldn't move it. Here it's different. The Levshai, what are we supposed to do? We're stuck. Because it's got to come before the walled city. So in a chinami, normally it wouldn't move its place, but this is the time where we're going to have to say the give is that it's going to move from its place and it's going to be beforehand. In fact, think about the opposite direction of a rabbi, my time, what's the reason for a rabbi? He learns exactly the opposite thing. B'chol shana v'shana. Ma'chol shana v'shana, in ayoros yidchum m'mkomen. Just like every year, that moves from its place. Afkan lo yidach ayoros m'mkomen. So too, don't move it from its place. And read on the 14th, and it ends up being walled and unwalled on the same day. Now the Gemara asks exactly the same question, the flip. V'chol shana v'shana. Say like every year. Just like every year, we know that the unwalled cities come before the walled cities. It should come before, and therefore it should be done the day before. This is the Gemara. Shani Yacha, we're stuck in a chinami, you're right. But here, with the Lefshar, we're not able to because we have to make sure that it's kept on the concept of that they don't move it from its place. So even though every year we go and it's done before, one's done before the other, in this case we're stuck because we need to keep that particular part of that it should be not moving from its place. Okay, that is the way we understand that Rebbe could be our Mishnah. What about Rebbe Yossi? Because at the end, then we see that Rebbe is the one who holds that they'd be on the 14th with the walled cities as well in that year when it falls out on Friday. On the 14th is Friday. My time, my Rebbe Yossi, whatever Rebbe Yossi, the Tanya. Related to Braisa, Chalios, but Shabbos, Braisa says that if Friday falls out, if the 14th falls out on Friday and Erev Shabbos, again, now you can't read it on the 15th because it's Shabbos, the Mukafin, Ukfar, Makdim, Liyama, Kenisa. Interesting, the Tanakama comes and says that Mukafin, the walled cities, Ukfarim, and the unwalled and the villages, Makdim Liyom HaKinisa. That, my friend, the first time we're seeing this, that there's somebody who says that the walled cities go all the way back to the 13th. That's wild. Vayoros Gedolos Karim B'Yom. And the Yoros Gedolos, the big cities, they go out and they read on that day on the 14th. That is the Tanakama. Rav Yossi Omer, who we're saying could be an author of a Mishnah, he says, Ein Mukafin Kodmin Liyoros. No such thing. You can't have the walled cities come before the unwalled cities. Elu Ve'elu Karim B'Yom. Both of them read on that day. Now, Frank the Gemara, my time to the Tanakama. What's Pshat in Tanakama? He says the walled cities go all the way back. Because it's like, it says every year. It's got to be like every year. So it's like every year, the unwalled cities are on the 14th, like the Pasuk says straight up. And we know you can't have one Zman be like the other one. In other words, those that be to the 14th, on the 14th, the 15th, the 15th, you can't have them being on the same day. So to hear, they always stay on the 14th. And we want to keep it that the times don't don't fall out to be in the same time, and therefore you have to bring it back to the 13th. Can't be on Shabbos because sorry, the sixth, the Shabbos can't be on Sunday. It's the 16th. Can't be on Friday because then it's Los Man Shazel, Los Man Shazel. So it's got to be on Thursday. And you bring the walled cities earlier. Ve'ema, freaking mother, why don't you just ask the opposite? Ve'ema, not the opposite, but you'll see. Why don't we focus on this point? Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana, emu kafun kol ne'yaro. It's just like every year. The walled cities don't come before the unwalled cities, the big cities. Afkanim Kofen Komeliyar, so to hear, can't come before. And therefore, we do on the same day. Says Gemara, okay, what do you want me to do? Shani Acha, Inichinami, I'd love to do that. But here it's different. The Lavcha, because we're stuck. Because you can Lizmana Shazet, Lizmana Shazet. So we got to go ahead and move it before. My time of WOC, what's funny WOC that he says, and both read it on the same day. He says the same thing, the same, he learns from the same pasuk, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma, Kol Shana V'Shana, Mukafim, Kol Mekdiyar. It's just like every year, he uses the opposite drasha. Just like every year, the Mukafim, the walled cities, don't come before the unwalled cities. Afkani, Mukafim, Kol Mekdiyar. It can't be, it's coming before. So, best case, it's going to be, let it be on the same day. In fact, the Gemara, why don't we just learn like the Tanak Amalai, and Ve'im, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Ma, Kol Shana V'Shana, Zman HaShazel, Zman HaShazel. Just like every year, they can't have the same time. So Afkan, here too, Zman HaShazel, Zman HaShazel. You can't have it at the same time, so you got to bring it back earlier. Says the Gemara, in a chinami, we don't want it to be the Zman HaShazel, but we're stuck. Shani Acha, what can we do? The Levshah, because we can't do it, but there's nothing we can do about it, because we can't have it be that the walled cities come before the unwalled cities. Okay, so now we see how it could be Rebbe, we see how it could be Rebbe Yossi. Now, we said that Rebbe said that the cities, the unwalled cities, the big cities, we don't move it from to the Yom HaKenizah. We don't do that. We keep it on that day, on the 14th. We don't go, which is Friday. We don't go back to Thursday. Frankly, Marv, Savar Rebbe, Ayoros Lo Dechina Yom HaKenizah. Is that really true? Does he really say you don't move it to Yom HaKenizah? We're going to show you Bryce that says you do move it to Yom HaKenizah. Ve'otanya, we learned in a brisa, Chalios b'Shabbos. Let's say it falls out on Shabbos. The 14th falls out on Shabbos. Then what do we do? Tanakama says, Kfarim makdimim liyom haknisa. The villages go to Yom HaKenisa, which is Thursday, which would be the 12th. Vayoris gedolos karin be'erev Shabbos, and the walled city, the unwalled city, big cities, they read on Erev Shabbos on Friday. They come back a day early on the 13th, and Mekovitz, you can't do it on Shabbos. Mekovitz chama lamacha on Sunday, which is perfect. That's the 15th. Rabbi Omer, ni I say, holvit nidchu ayoris b'mekom, and since we moved it from its place, it's supposed to be on Shabbos, can't be on Shabbos. Once you move it, the yidchu Yom HaKenisa, move it all the way back to Yom HaKenisa, don't move it back one day, move it back 2 days. I say, what do you see? That there is such a concept that we move it to the Yom HaKenisa. So why do you say before that we don't move it from to the Yom HaKenisa? What kind of comparison is this? What are you saying? Hasam zmanim Shabbosi, over there, that Bryce you just brought, the time is Shabbos, and we're moving it already because it can't be on Shabbos. Behold, in itchu yitchu. Once we moved it, so then we move it, and we move it back to Thursday. But hacha zmanim erev Shabbos, over here in our case, we're dealing with the 14th is on Friday. That's its man. So of course, we're not going to move it from there. We're going to keep it where it is, on the 14th, on erev Shabbos, on the Friday. Frek the Gemara. Who does the following idea go like? Kaman ozla had the amar of Chelbo, amar of Huna. Who does it go like the following statement? Purim shechalios b'Shabbos. Purim falls out on Shabbos, the 14th of Shabbos. Hakol nitchin Yom HaKenisa. Everybody gets pushed off to the Yom HaKenisa. Frek the Gemara. Hakol nitchin zakadaitach. Did you really think it means everyone? Va'oikim ukaf and David Lamach. We know the walled cities, they read it the next day, Sunday, which is the 15th, which is perfect. Elano. It means kol anidcha, anyone who will get pushed off, meaning unwalled cities, a big and the villages, Yidcha liYom HaKenisa. They move to Yom HaKenisa. Who's that like? Kaman, Ki Rebbe. That's like Rebbe. Like we said, once you move it, you move it. Now, everyone is in agreement, though, that we see we don't read it on Shabbos. So as a Gemara, the Kuliyam and Megillah b'Shabbos, look, Karina, we don't read it. My time, what is Pshat? Why? This we mentioned already. Now we're going to see inside. Amar Rabba. Ha kol chayv mikriyas Megillah. Everybody's got to be kriyas Megillah. Ve'ena kol b'kimim mikriyas Megillah. But not everyone is a baki. They don't know how to do it. So therefore, we're worried. Gzera shami yitlanu biyado v'yelech eitz a baki lomo. Maybe they're going to go ahead. They're going to carry it to go to a baki and an expert knows how to read to learn how to read it. Ve'avirenu arba amos b'shus rabim. They're going to be carrying something. Arba amos b'shus rabim. And this, my friends, is a problem. Rashi says even if you live in this field and the Megillah is in your hands, it's still a gzera on the ma'a. So that's why we say not to do it then. And it's got to bring it earlier. Behind the time of the shofar, behind the time of the lulav. That's the same reasons why we don't do tkiya shofar, and also that we don't do lulav because we're worried of gzera d'rabba. Rav Yosef, Rabbi Rav Yosef says, you know, there's another reason why I don't read on Shabbos. Mipnei she'einayim shel aniyim nesuos b'mikra megillah. We have something known as matanos le'ev yonim, gifts to the poor. We give money to the poor people to be able to have sudas purim.
And the people, the Aniyim, their eyes are looking to when they read the Megillah. When they read the Megillah, I know they're going to be getting Matanos of Yonim. Therefore, we don't do it on Shabbos because then they're not going to be able to get it. Tanya Namiyachavir Baisa supports this. Afal Pi Sha'amu Kfar Magdim Yom HaKenisa. Even though we said that the villages moved to Yom HaKenisa, Govin Bo Bayom, you still go ahead and you do Matanos of Yonim on that day as well. Umechalkim Bo Bayom, it's given over that day. Says Gemara, Afal Pi Sha'amu, that's a weird word. You didn't say even though, you say because of the fact that we read it then, we give it then. What do you mean Afal Pi? Says Gemara, Adarabba, Mishum Da'amru, who, Mishum Da'amru, who, because of the fact that we do that. Ella says, Gemara, Inachinami, Hol Va'amru, Shakfar, Makdim, Yom Kenisa. Since we said that the villages, you go to Yom Kenisa, Govim Baba Yom, we take Matanos of Yom that day, Umachakim Yom, and give it out that day, Mipnei She'enayim, Shalaniyim, Nusus, Mekar Megillah, because of the fact that the Aniyim are looking for that in order to get it. Beep, turn the page, Aval, beep, turn the page. However, hey, Amad Aleph, Simcha Einu Nelkes Ela Bezmana, that's only in terms of Bikur Megillah, but Simcha means Shel Meicha V'Mishta, the eating and drinking, that only is done Bezmana on in its proper time, on its day, and that's not done on the day when you read the Megillah early. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.